So having understood the basic details about the fire insurance policy, now let's understand motor vehicle insurance. Motor vehicle insurance is compulsory for all new and old vehicles in India. It's also mandatory for two-wheelers and all types of cars running in public places. Motor vehicle insurance covers the loss due to accidental damage to the motor vehicle and its accessories. Third-party liability for damage to property and death or injuries to a third person is a must for the owner of the vehicle. Motor vehicle insurance also covers death or injuries to the insured. The central government, in consultation with IRDAI, determines the base premium and the insurer's liability for third-party insurance covering death or grievous hurt. Here again, the period of motor insurance policy is 12 months. Generally, all non-life or general insurance policy have a period of insurance policy equivalent to 12 months, which can be renewable. Motor insurance policy should cover liabilities arising from death or bodily injury to any person, including the owner of the goods or their authorized representative vehicle, as well as damage to the third-party property caused by the use of motor vehicle in a public place. It can also cover death or bodily injury to a passenger in a transport vehicle. The IRDAI formulates regulations and guidelines for motor insurance, including the third-party insurance. Now, one important concept in motor vehicle is the certificate of registration and insurance. Certificate of registration is issued by the Regional Transport Office, popularly known as the RTO, or a similar designated transport party responsible for vehicle registration in the relevant jurisdiction. It is issued in Form 51 under Rule 141 of the Central Motor Vehicles Rule 1889, and it has to be issued in addition to the policy by the insurer. So both certificate of registration and insurance policy is required for a vehicle. When we talk about third-party insurance, it is mandatory. An insured who is considered as first party should buy insurance from the insurer considered as second party to protect the insured from any claims of another person considered as the third party. The third party can claim compensation from the insurer of the insured if the insured has caused damage to a third-party vehicle or injury to a third party with the insured vehicle. Under the Motor Vehicles Act of 1988, amended with Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019, every motor vehicle owner is mandated to buy third-party insurance from an authorized insurer. Personal accident cover for the owner-driver is also to be included. However, coverage can also be extended to vehicle occupants and workers' compensation to the driver. What is the coverage of motor insurance? Motor insurance is mandated for all vehicles that run in public places, whether old or new, and used for personal or commercial purpose. Motor insurance covers all types of vehicles plying on the public roads, such as two-wheelers and motor cycles, the private cars, all types of commercial vehicles, goods carrying and passenger carrying, miscellaneous type of vehicles, such as cranes, and even the vehicles in the showrooms and the garage. What is the basis of the sum insured? The base of sum insured is the insured's declared value, properly known as the IDV of the vehicle. The IDV of the car is based on the manufacturer's, the listed selling price of the brand, and the model at the commencement of the insurance renewal. The IDV also etches the depreciation value as prescribed in the IRDAI regulations. The sum insured can also cover various other risks like the personal accident covered for the owner, personal accident to person traveling in the vehicle, compensation to the driver as per the Workmen Compensation Act, and over and above the mandatory cover. Now, what are the risks covered by motor insurance policy? The risk covered includes the fire, explosion, self-ignition, lightning, riot and strike, earthquake, flood, storm, cyclone, hurricane, tempest, inundation, hailstorm, frost, malicious act, theft of car and burglary, while in transit by rail, road, inland, waterways, lift, elevator or air, landslide, rock slide, and even acts of terrorism. What are the exclusions from the motor insurance policy? The exclusions include the electrical, mechanical breakdowns, driving without a license, driving under the influence of intoxication, accidents outside the places mentioned in the policy, vehicles used for illegal purposes, and the natural wear and tear of the vehicle. There are two types of motor insurance cover. First one is the liability of the policy. The second is the own damage motor insurance policy. What does the liability only policy include? Motor insurance policies issued on a statutory basis are liability only policy. The liability only policy is mandated under the Motor Vehicles Act 1988, mandated with the Motor Vehicles Amendment Act of 2019. The liability only policy covers vehicle owner's liability towards a third party and compensation for the damage to a third party's property, permanent injury, and or death of the third party. The liability-only policy does not cover the damage to the owner's vehicle, permanent injury or death of the owner's vehicle. Hence, the vehicle owner requires another motor insurance policy called as the own damage motor insurance policy. So what does the own damage motor insurance policy include? Own damage motor insurance policy is required to protect the vehicle owner's assets and injury or untimely death caused by the accident. In addition to own damage cover, the vehicle owner should also buy personal accident cover for himself while driving the car or vehicle and for regular passengers traveling with him in the same car or vehicle. The personal accident cover should cover hospitalization expenses and compensation for permanent disability and or death due to a car accident. There is also something called as a comprehensive motor insurance policy. What does it cover? A comprehensive motor insurance policy covers both the liability only provisions as well as the own damage provisions. The comprehensive motor insurance policy covers some additional features over and above the liability only and the only damage provisions, such as the sudden windshield break, something like a tree falling on a car, car swallowed by a hidden river, etc., etc. Additional covers can also be bought by paying an extra premium. A comprehensive policy is often referred to as a package policy, that is a liability-only policy plus damage to the owner's vehicle. What is the rate of premium? The rate of premium of a motor insurance policy is based on various factors and the insurer's statistical methods, like the make, class, model of a vehicle, year of manufacture, engine number and chassis number, place of registration, current showroom price of the vehicle, whether the client is individual or corporate. It also depends upon the cubic capacity and seating capacity, area in which the vehicle would be running, the IDV and tax paid details, the driver's details and certificate of fitness, and any add-on covers. What is the premium of an owner damage motor insurance policy? The insurer determines the premium rates based on the IRDAI guidelines. The premium in such cases is based on important factors such as the discounts to be offered, profits to be loaded, agency commission, loss expenses on administration and management, margin for reserves, past claims, and no claims bonus to be provided over and above the factors mentioned. IRDAI has also laid down the premium rates for a third-party liability motor insurance policy. What is a no-claim bonus, popularly known as the NCB? This is a benefit given to a policyholder for nil insurance claims during a previous policy period. This bonus offers a discount on the own damage part of the premium, not the liability part. The discount starts at 20% and can go up to 50% for successive claim-free years. The NCB will be lost in the following policy period if any claim is made. There are some additional discounts also offered by the insurance company. Insured can get extra discounts on the own damage premium for membership of Automobile Association of India, privately owned vintage car certified by the Vintage and Classic Car Club of India, installation of anti-theft devices approved by the Automobile Research Association of India, Pune, and whose installation is approved by AAI. There are additional discounts, concessions for specially designed modified vehicles for the blind, handicapped, and mentally challenged persons, which are suitably endorsed in the RC by the RTA, and insured is opting for warranty additional deductible excesses. In such cases also, there could be additional discounts. there could be deductibles also. But deductible is something, an amount over and above which the claim will be payable. Certain claim amount would be paid by the insured. For example, rupees 50 for two-wheelers to rupees 500 for private cars and commercial vehicles. It can increase depending upon the cubic capacity, carrying capacity of the car. The practice of levying a deductible on a motor insurance is to inculcate a habit of taking care of the vehicle. The insurer may also impose additional excess depending on the age of the vehicle or if there is a high frequency of claims. Now, one has to note that certain documents has to be kept in the vehicle. And what are they? They are certificate of insurance, registration certificate, pollution under control certificate, and of course, the driving license of the person who is driving the vehicle. How to lodge a motor insurance claim? A motor insurance claim can arise in three ways: a third party claim, damage to the insured's vehicle, or a theft to the insured's vehicle. Claim must be made following the correct procedure and lodged with the insurer within the prescribed time. This depends upon insurance company to insurance company. Students can refer the textbook also. There are certain dues for buying the motor insurance. One should buy motor insurance from authorized dealers appointed by IRDAI and not from any vehicle dealer. One should compare the benefits of buying the policy from an agent direct or directly from the insurer's website and then decide from whom to buy. If one decides to buy through an agent, one has to submit a duly filled signed proposal form to the agent who possesses a license and displays an identity card and arranges for the insurance. Some more do's are: keep a copy of proposal form submitted to the insurer and note all the documents submitted. Before filling out the proposal form, read the insurance product details carefully from the brochure or the prospectus and decide which type of cover would be beneficial. If the insurance product details do not meet all the requirements, ask the agent for details on the add-on covers and to meet your total requirements. Show the original RC book, permit and driving license and other required documents to the insurer for verification. There are certain don'ts also for buying motor insurance, like don't buy motor insurance from unauthorized agents. Don't submit a blank proposal form duly signed by you. Don't let the agent or any other person fill the proposal form on behalf of you. Don't keep the policy without checking whether all the details as discussed with the agent and existing insurance products brochure exist in the policy. Don't forget to pay your premium before the due date for renewal of the policy. Here also, there is a method of addressing the grievance of the consumers. The Consumers Affairs Department of the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority has introduced the Integrated Grievance Management System, properly known as the IGMS, for online registration and tracking of the grievances. Other channels for grievance registration are writing grievance through the email letter or simply calling IRDAI call center. This is in addition to lodging your complaints with the respective insurance company. Now, having understood these major arms of general insurance, that is the marine, fire and the motor insurance, now it's the time to understand the miscellaneous general insurance. When we talk about miscellaneous general insurance, it's a broad category of insurance policies covering diverse risks beyond standard fire and motor insurance. It includes property insurance, liability insurance, travel insurance, rural social security insurance, and the health insurance. Let's look at them one by one. Let's look at the property insurance. Property insurance specifically protects different kinds of properties from diverse risks. It includes the household insurance, burglary, theft, and break-ins, engineering insurance, electronic equipment insurance, and even the machinery breakdown insurance. Let's look at this one by one. It also includes industry all-risk insurance, arts and valuable insurance, terrorism insurance, cyber insurance, money insurance, fidelity, guarantee insurance, jeweler's block policy, and the banker's blanket indemnity insurance. Let's look at them one by one. First, the householder's insurance. Householder insurance protects homeowners against risk to both the structure and the contents of the house. It covers damages caused by fire, natural calamities, burglary, theft, accidentally damaged valuable possessions like jewelry, electronics, and furniture. It provides additional benefits by covering accident, personal accidents, third-party liabilities, and even the domestic helpers. The premium of house arrest insurance depends on the value of the property, its location, safety features, and the items covered. The policy really does not cover the damage caused on purpose, normal wear and tear, or the loss due to carelessness. Next, let's understand the burglary, theft, and the break-ins. The burglary, theft, and break-ins insurance covers the risk of loss against unauthorized entry into the insured premises intending to steal valuables such as jewelry, cash, goods, etc. It's useful for individuals and commercial premises such as the shops, warehouses, offices, etc. The sum assured of burglary insurance is based on the insured's declaration or on the total value of stock maintained on a floater basis. A premium charge for a burglary insurance policy is based on the nature of insurance property and the safety measures deployed by the insured. The insurer may have certain exclusions, such as the thefts by employees or family members, riots, wars, or terrorist activities, carelessness and negligence of the insured, etc. Next, let us understand the engineering insurance. Engineering insurance had started during the Industrial Revolution to protect businesses from risk using machines and heavy equipments. All risk coverage is a type of engineering insurance that offers broad protection. It covers damage from any cause unless it is specifically excluded in the policy. Engineering insurance covers various stages of the project from the planning phase to the purchase of materials and equipment, and includes the construction phase, which covers the building of structure or plans, followed by the installation of machinery and the equipments. Engineering insurance products are available in two variants. Number one is the annual policy. Number two is the project policy. Annual policies typically last for 1 year, and it provides coverage for various risks associated with the plant capacity, machinery, equipments, chalk, and civil engineering risk. The project policies are designed for variable duration to match the specific timeline of a project. Engineering insurance helps both small and large industries of protecting the expensive machines and buildings from unexpected problems, reducing the financial losses. Next, we look at the electronic equipment insurance. Electronic equipment insurance provides protection for electronic devices such as the computer system, including the CPU, monitor, printers, UPS, software, as well as the auxiliary equipment like the air conditioning, heating, and power systems. It covers various aspects of fire, machinery, and burglary insurance to safeguard electronic assets against risks like defective design, natural phenomena, voltage fluctuation, impact shocks, burglary, theft, and even house breaking. Electronic equipment insurance includes damages caused by human errors, short circuits, and liquid spills, and also covers the cost of data recovery, software reinstallation after a covered loss. It also offers compensation for business interruption caused by the equipment failure. Next, we understand the machinery breakdown insurance. Machinery breakdown insurance is useful for industries relying heavily on machines where equipment failure can cause unexpected damages. It covers a wide range of machines, including the generators, transformers, and other electrical, mechanical, or lifting equipments. Industries can avoid high repair costs and business disruptions with the machinery breakdown insurance. The premium for machinery breakdown insurance are calculated based on the reinstatement or replacement value of the machinery. This policy is essential for industries to protect the expensive machines, minimize the downtime, and also ensure smooth operations. Next, we cover industrial all-risk insurance. Industrial all-risk insurance provides tailored coverage to manage unique risk involved in large-scale construction and engineering projects. Here again, we are having two flavors: contractors all-risk and the erection all-risk. The contractors all-risk policy protects contractors and project owners from sudden and unforeseen damages to your property at the construction site, whereas erection all-risk policy provides comprehensive cover against the risk from unloading materials at a site through the testing and handover of completed projects. Industrial all-risk insurance minimizes the potential financial loss from unexpected incidents, provides flexibility to extended coverage options like the third-party liability or marine transit, and supports businesses in completing projects without major interruptions. Next, we have the art and valuables insurance, very popular nowadays. The art and valuable insurance protects high-value items such as the artwork, antiques, jewelry, collectibles, and rare artifacts against the various risks. It covers accidental damage, theft, burglary, fire, natural disasters like floods or earthquakes, and even losses during transit or while on display. It helps protect various items, precious items, and gives peace of mind whether you are an individual owner or a collector or an organization. Next, we understand the terrorism insurance. Again, the need of the hour wherever terrorism happens. Terrorism insurance provides financial protection against damages caused by the acts of terrorism. It covers the losses to property, infrastructure, and businesses resulting from the terrorist attacks, including explosions, arson, or other violent acts. It is useful for business and individuals in high-risk areas to mitigate the financial impact of unforeseen events. Terrorism coverage is often a separate policy purchase in addition to the regular insurance. Next, again, a very popular insurance in the modern times is the cyber insurance. Cyber insurance provides financial protection against damages caused by the acts of cyber threats and attacks. It provides compensation relating to the data breaches, ransomware, phishing, and other forms of cyber crimes. It may also extend to business interruptions caused by cyber incidents, ensuring the continuity. The cyber insurance policies can be customized for industries with high-risk exposure. It also provides financial protection and resilience in highly networked cyberspace. Next, we have money insurance, specifically for covering the risk of losing money. The insurer provides money insurance for loss during money in transit and money is lost when it is kept or locked in a safe or a strong room at the insured premises. The premium amount is based on the amount of money in transit and the system and procedures implemented by the employer. In money insurance, the insured can get add-on cover for loss of money due to the malafide intentions of the persons carrying cash or providing security to the money kept in a safe or a strong room. The insurer may have exclusions such as loss of money due to the employee's mistake, cash cannot not maintain as to the prescribed rules, or even delegated security work to unauthorized persons. Next, we have the fidelity guarantee insurance, useful for employees to buy insurance cover against the loss suffered due to the fraud, dishonest behavior, forgery, embezzlement, larceny, or misappropriation of money by their employees. Here, the insurer can provide a fidelity guarantee against an individual employee or a group of employees. In fidelity guarantee insurance, if the insured has not disclosed the material facts about the employees at the proposal stage or later, or has changed the systems and procedures or working conditions of the employees without intimation to the insurer, and the loss has happened because of such acts or changes, then the insurer will have a right to exclude such claims. Next, we have the jeweler's block policy. The jeweler's block policy indemnifies the insured against the loss or damage to the high-value items. Insurance cover can also be provided to other high-value items dealt by the insured, such as the gold, silver ornaments, plates, pearls, precious stones, cash, currency notes, merchandise, and materials used by the insured for doing their business. In the jeweler's block policy, the insured can buy add-on covers against the threats from burglars or thieves to the insured's premises and loss or damage to the office furniture and fixtures and other important movable properties at an additional premium over and above the basic premium. The employee's willful, negligent, and dishonest act to perpetrate the illegal act and not following established safe systems and procedures can be big reason for the insurer to exclude the claim. Next, we learn the banker's blanket indemnity insurance. This is specifically meant for banks to cover the risk against the dishonest behavior of employees, fraud and forgery committed by employees, misappropriation of money by employees, dishonesty by agents, and even appraisers of the bank. Bankers can also get cover against computer and cyber frauds created by their employees with malified intentions. This policy excludes trading losses and losses not ascertained in value. It also excludes losses due to the wars, acts, or omissions and negligence by the employees. Next, we understand the liability insurance, which is available in different flavors, like the product liability insurance, the public liability insurance, the employer's liability insurance, the professional indemnity insurance, the directors and officers liability insurance, the cyber liability insurance, the careers liability insurance, the tenants liability insurance, the environmental liability insurance, the workmen's compensation insurance, and the commercial general liability insurance. Now let's look at them one by one. First, the product liability insurance. The product liability insurance protects against the legal liabilities from defective products that cause bodily injury, property damage, or financial loss. The Consumer Protection Act of 2019 enforces strict liability for defective products on manufacturers, sellers, and service providers. The product liability insurance policy best suits these parties as they will receive compensation from the insurer during the policy period. Next comes the public liability insurance. The public liability insurance provides financial protection to industries handling hazardous substances such as the chemicals and the industrial gases. It also provides financial relief to the victims of the industrial accidents involving hazardous substances. It covers the third-party claims arising from death, injury, property damage, and even the environmental harm. Victims can apply with simplified procedures and get compensation within the prescribed timelines. Next, we have the employer's liability insurance. The employer's liability insurance protects the employers against employee claims for work-related injuries or illness. It includes the legal costs, settlement, and damages arising from the employee lawsuits. The policy limit may have caps on payouts for employee per incident or even the policy period. Intentional harm, discrimination, harassment, or wrongful termination claims are excluded. Next, we have the professional indemnity insurance, popular with the professionals like doctors, lawyers, architects, engineers, accountants, consultants, etc. It protects them against claims arising from errors, omission, or negligence in their professional services. It covers the legal expenses and compensation claims due to the professional mistakes or the negligence. Professionals have to maintain high standards to reduce the potential liabilities. Criminal acts, intentional misconduct, or public or employer liabilities are excluded. Next, we have the directors and officers liability insurance. This liability insurance helps the people who run a company, like the boss or people who are on board, if they get sued for things they did while doing their job. It's like a safety net for them if someone says they did something wrong at work. The directors and officers liability insurance protects directors and officers against claims arising from mismanagement, breach of duty, negligence, or errors in decision making. This insurance is useful for directors, officers, and key management persons of both the private and the public companies. Frauds, criminal acts, or intentional misconducts are excluded. Next, we have the cyber liability insurance. Cyber liability insurance helps people and companies if they get attacked online, the data gets stolen, or other bad things happens with computers. It helps them pay for things like fixing the data, making up the lost business, and even dealing with people trying to hack money online. Now, the cyber liability insurance is important for all businesses, especially those that store important information about the customers or use computers extensively for their work. Intentional acts, pre-existing vulnerabilities, and contractual liabilities are excluded. The cyber carriers liability insurance is a different type of insurance which protects transporters against legal liabilities arising from the loss, damage, or delay of goods during the transit. It covers the carrier's liability responsibility or the carrier's legal responsibility for goods under the Carriers Act of 1865. carriers are responsible if goods are lost or damaged because of their carelessness or we do something criminal. The carrier's liability insurance includes coverage for damages occurring during the loading or uploading of goods. However, it excludes inherent defects, wear and tear, or damages caused by the riot, strikes, or war. Next, we have the tenant's liability insurance. Tenant's liability insurance protects the renters from financial liabilities arising from accidental damage to their property, including the fixtures and fittings. The tenant's liability insurance is useful for tenants renting residential or commercial properties. While the landlord owns the property, this insurance helps the tenant if they accidentally cause the damage. It includes damages like fire, water leaks, or accidental breakages. However, it excludes intentional damage, wear and tear, or damages caused by the pets. Next, we have another important liability insurance, which is the environment liability insurance. The environment liability insurance helps businesses if they accidentally damage the environment or pollute it because of their activities. It is essential for businesses and factories that work with things like chemicals, buildings, and energy because they are more likely to cause the environmental problems. The environmental liability insurance can help before cleaning up the mess, defending against the lawsuits, and paying people affected by the environmental damage. However, it does not cover things that are done on purpose, problems that existed before the insurance or government fines. Next important insurance is the workman's compensation insurance. The workman's compensation insurance provides financial protection to employers and employees when someone gets hurt or sick because of the job. It is essential for dangerous jobs like building, mining, manufacturing, transportation, and even driving. It helps them to provide compensation if a worker gets hurt, becomes disabled, or dies while working. It also covers things like the doctor bills, money if they can't work, and payments to the family if they die. It also helps pay if the worker gets sick because of their job. The amount of money paid under the workman's compensation insurance depends on the worker's earning, age, and the severity of the injury or sickness. But workman's compensation insurance doesn't cover injuries that someone does to themselves on purpose, injuries that happen when someone is drunk, or injuries that occur outside of work.